Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. A personal thank you to Crop Metcalf because during the show yesterday, they were here. They found the leak. And then one five-star technician left. Another five-star technician came in, fixed the leak. Felt a little bad because was going to tip him. But I actually went out there while he was working. And, you know, he was going to take a while. And then I went to take a nap. When I woke up from my nap, he was gone.
Hey, what are you going to do? Maybe send it in the mail. Could do that.
You don't have to tip the crop guy when he comes.
It's nice, but yeah, I mean, it's... You can always send it to him. Just hook him
up.
Yeah,
I don't even remember his name. Like I said, I had two guys here.
Omnev. You can Omnev him.
I'm sure JP has Omnev.
I actually do now.
You do?
I made my first Venmo? I made my first Venmo transaction because I had to pay Valdez $40 for all of my horse racing losses.
Oh, that's right. Valdez, do I still owe you any a little bit of cash? Because I didn't do most of my betting through you. I did it through my own site.
No, that's fine.
Just nublets?
I think you only did like one, or you split like one or two tries.
I'll get you back when I'm in studio.
All right. Just go me a soda.
Yeah. Are you and Drabby kind of targeting a day next week? Because I'll assume everything will be the same. Nobody will have plans and just pick a day.
To be honest with you, I haven't even thought about it.
Right. Well, it's not going to be this week for sure.
We need to figure out night races first.
Right. Well, I thought you did. I thought we had two or three options.
I like this. If you guys aren't working, or if it's, you know, I like the Saturday races right now.
Well, the problem with the Saturday is if we really want to try to get a bunch of people involved, don't you think more people would be involved on a weekday than a weekend? Weekends,
know,
people are going to be running around.
No,
where
I think
are they running?
People are involved.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's running around on weekends.
Yeah,
weekends are the same as weekdays.
Yeah, but nobody's
I think you'll have much more on a weekend.
You do?
I do.
Okay. I feel like people, like, during the week, they're just, like, on their computers or more likely to see that kind of thing. On weekends, they'll be out running around in their backyards or going for walks and that kind of thing.
Well, some people are actually working.
I mean, don't TV ratings go down on the weekend? They're not as big as they are
traditionally,
during the week.
Traditionally.
In a normal year,
you know,
yeah.
It's not like you're taking your kids to their sports on the weekends. It's not like you're visiting friends or family on the weekends.
Right.
Well, you got to do it at a time when there's like three tracks running too. You don't want just one, then you'll be sitting around the whole time.
Yeah, because there's like 10 or 12 minutes
right?
between
races. I agree. All right, so well, you know what? Forget it. Just do whatever you want to do. I won't. Just tell me when to do it.
I think the weekend's generally good, although we're working on the weekends. Like Jason and I are on from 12 to 3, and then I'm going on NBC Sports Washington at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As part of their draft coverage.
Well, then you work that out. Well, obviously, this weekend is not a go. This weekend is too NFL-centric.
Yes.
So then maybe next week. I'm just now seeing on J.P. Finley's Instagram that he had Urban Meyer on. He looks worse than me. He looks terrible. Did you see him on – I guess J.P. must have interviewed him.
Well,
isn't
he older? I would imagine Urban Meyer is significantly older.
Well, but he's not like – I bet not. But he's not significantly older.
Well, I'd say at least 5 years.
Well, here's the thing. He's like the rest of us. He hadn't been shaving, it looks like.
He's let himself go.
He's let himself go. He looks at, it's the worst.
Everybody is.
he's 55.
Yeah. I thought he was like 60.
I'm telling you, my hair is going to be down to my shoulders.
Let me see. Let me get a shot. Let me get a quick look.
I got the hat on, but I mean, it's just long and thick. I mean,
there it is. Look at that.
That's a good mop.
You can't wait to go back to the grooming lounge.
I'm going to go to the grooming lounge, but I don't know when that's going to be open.
I don't know. Just got to wait.
I thought in Maryland, I don't know what the deal is in Virginia, they have opened up barbershops and salons for essential workers. If you had some sort of certification that you were an essential worker, or you just bring the audio of Hogan calling us an essential worker, then you might get hooked.
Yeah, but again, that's Maryland. I don't know about Virginia.
Yeah, I don't know.
I consider ourselves essential. We're working.
That is true.
We're working every day.
It's absolutely true.
I don't know what's going on with EB. He just bounced out of his seat. If you're watching us on NBC Sports Washington, you'd see he just left. I don't know if he got a wave.
He might have.
Of course, he's told Cakes that he never goes to the bathroom during the show.
Yeah. Said maybe he does that two or three times a year, like in the body of the show. And I immediately called shenanigans on that.
His lack of awareness.
Statistics.
Yes.
All right, so boys, what's the update on the traditional annual mock draft that we do the morning of the draft,
yeah,
of the first round?
Details.
Well, we're going to have to now re-explain this in 5 minutes when Eric comes back.
Right. There he is.
So this was the idea we had. First of all, Valdez and I, we've been kicking some ideas around. Mm-hmm. And we came up with a silly idea.
And, okay. By the way, it's getting very difficult to come up with new draft mock draft ideas every year.
That is true. That's a very good point. You think it's silly?
Well, no, the idea was silly.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-oh, he's lost confidence.
Yeah, let's hear it.
We came up with the idea because since there's four of you guys and we're doing the top 10, we need at least six other picks, ourselves included. So we came up with the idea of a super serious, just for Jason, because he wants it this way, mock draft. So we were going to have the four junkies and former NFL executives making the picks.
Okay.
Oh,
so the junkies go head-to-head.
Charlie Cassidy.
Charlie would be one. And we had a whole list here. And then I sent a text to Dan Reeves.
All right.
Okay.
Who's like, got to be close to 80.
Yeah, it has to be.
And he immediately texted me back, said, give me a call in 30 minutes. Would love to do it.
Really?
And we were bouncing off the walls saying, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, this is going to be the best mock draft ever.
Uh-oh.
Right, so I said,
all right, coach, well, the floor is yours. What team do you want to pick for? And he goes, huh? I don't know anything about this year's draft. I'm going to pass.
How would he know about this year's draft?
I don't know. I thought maybe he was paying attention.
What does he know about Jeff Okuda?
He knows nothing, clearly. So we sent a couple more DMs out there and messages.
How about you look for a front office guy that's not 90?
Oh, we could do Lombardi.
Lombardi was one of them.
He was on
the
list.
But, so those were locks, though. Charlie and Lombardi were locks. We had to get a couple other guys.
Pat Kerwin,
yeah. He doesn't respond, though.
He's on the media blitz of late.
Yeah. I'll be honest. We lost interest in that after a while.
Oh, so now it's dead now?
Of course
it's dead, but I think we came up with something.
Well, Charlie could still do it. He would just be one of the six.
Yeah.
Well, it's not as fun. Yeah, it's not as fun if you just have one GM. It would be better, serious.
We'll work on that for the 2021 draft.
So now do we have a 2020 junkie shtick draft? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I don't know if it's shtick, but it's a good idea. I'll let Valdez start it.
So every year what we do is we all, select a team and prepare for the draft. But this year what we're going to do is we're going to select the person on the clock when the team is up. So when the Bengals select, we're going to take the name out of the hat, and then that person has 20 seconds to make their pick. So no one's going to know who they're selecting for before the draft comes.
I kind of like it.
So you're going to have 30 seconds to figure out. You got to prepare for all 10 teams. You could be any of them.
Okay.
And this is especially for Eric because he's been getting out with the Redskins pick the last five
years.
So
we're not giving him the skins.
No, he might get them.
Yeah.
Why? No.
He's got a 1 in 10
chance.
He's got
1 in 10 shot.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're lazy.
I just don't care about the other teams.
Well, you think I care about the Lions?
Yeah. No, you guys care more than I do. I don't care at all.
But it's tradition.
It's one of our highest rated segments of the year. We looked last year.
Well, it's so dumb.
People like it.
People are into
it. They want to hear who you're going
to
take.
Eric, it's pretty tough to just pull up a mock draft. Anyway, there's 5,000 of them.
I know. It's not tough. I could fake my way through anything. It's just that my interest level is at a zero. But that's fine.
Are you really going to be interested to take Chase Young?
No. That's why I faked it for Pro Football Focus.
So we think the timer is really going to be a key part of this year's mock draft, putting someone on the clock. Making them make a split decision.
I like it. You see what sort of decision maker they
are. Yes, exactly.
Well, hold on. Why is so my Comrex crashed in the middle of that segment. Why would I not be prepared when it comes to my turn?
Because you're going to find out who you're picking.
Because you don't know what team you're picking
20 seconds before you pick for them.
So what's the clock going to be? How long?
20 seconds.
Oh, okay. So well, they're not really don't
say,
care.
Right. They're going to say you have the Giants pick. At four.
Yeah, then
boom.
We'll start the
20
clock.
20 seconds, you're going to have to.
And then if you don't get your pick in, just like with the Zoom, someone can Zoom in and, right. And take your pick.
Right. Okay.
That means your boy Flakesy here is going to Zoom in with the fifth pick and steal your pick away.
It's not that difficult. You can pull it off.
Yeah,
if you find out you're picking for the Lions, well, you just look up your screen, you see whoever the mock draft has the Lions picking.
Well, Jason, of course, I could do that. I could fake anything. It's just that I like to be excited about it.
And this will excite Jason.
You weren't going to be excited about it.
Yeah.
I am about the Redskins.
Well, we'll take Tua.
If this goes quick enough, we might run it back 10 to 20.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Ooh, look at this.
Well, Jason, who's going to have what
intriguing.
Team then?
We're going to repick.
We'll just keep going. Yeah, repick another 10 picks.
All right, well, that now you're just going for a bit because then
there's no bit.
There's no bit.
I need to see who Eric Bickle's going to pick with 20 overall for Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean.
I need to see that.
Yeah, I'll just
need
pick
to
whoever.
See the smoke coming
I know,
out
but
of his
what
ears.
Happens if we do this? What happens if the Redskins trade down and then they got picks 18, 5 and 18?
Right.
Now we're talking.
I can pick that based on need.
Wait, we're not allowed to do trades in this draft.
Yeah, but the Redskins are one of the heavily, talked about teams that could trade. Yeah.
It's all smoke. It's not gonna happen. I wish it would, but it's not gonna happen.
They ain't trading out.
Yeah. All right, they're all excited about it. Look, global pandemic. They don't. There's something to get excited.
So hold on. So it's the four junks, and then are you guys selecting as well?
Oh yeah, just the rubes.
Yeah.
So it's the four junks, the two producers. A Watt, I guess, is in, right?
Yeah, Pedro.
Pete going college prospects.
So that's eight.
And then Grant and Danny.
Right, so there's your ten. All right.
Most likely. Yeah. Unless they turn us down.
Yeah, you didn't even ask them yet. You're just assuming.
I know, I am.
Yeah.
Vegas
hey,
ice.
Why don't you ask them to come on the show next week when we go through the schedule?
They definitely don't like that bit, do they?
No.
I'm willing to go through it on Friday after the first pick. That's enough for me.
Let's do it.
After they
It'll
select
kill
Chase.
A segment.
Yeah, I'll do it. I told you I already got four or five winners.
Hey, EB, we'll redo it Saturday, 9 to noon.
Yeah, we'll
on
do that.
106.7 The Fan.
We'll run it back?
Absolutely.
Right. Well, wait till we run. Wait till we replay the Scotty Brooks interview on Saturday.
I was going to say, wait till Lock,
we're doing that.
Wait till we run all the taped interviews from the. Wait till we run Rhonda from 12
to
3.
Rhonda on.
Hey, the people are clamoring.
That's my
for
cousin.
It.
You can't steal her. That's hilarious.
No, we got a couple of guests. Jason's on me all the time. We got to book guests. So
we got
Finley and Chick.
We got Finley. We got Chick Hernandez. We got Dan Helly. And then we'll probably pull one more.
You got to get another local broadcaster.
Maybe we'll get Kime. Drabby, you're probably going to have to help me get Kime.
You know what? I'll hit up Rossini Cakes. We'll see if she'll come on.
Sounds good.
That'll kill a segment.
Yep. There
like
you go.
It.
And then we'll run Brooks. And I don't know, maybe Rhonda.
You guys are going to run Brooks.
Hey, Drab was so titillated by Rhonda when she was talking about the stapler.
Did he have a big old grin?
You should have seen it, ear to ear.
I'm getting messages from people who want to get to know her already.
What do you mean, want to get to know her?
I don't know. This guy says, she's a trip. I want to get to know Rhonda. Do you have her information?
Yeah. No, I'm I don't know her status. I don't know if she's got a boyfriend right now or not.
I looked her up on Facebook. She already sent me a friend's request.
Look at that.
She'd been waiting for Drabby.
Let me tell you something about my cousin Rhonda. She has got a huge heart. And she's just a
what else
fun,
is huge
fun,
on her?
Well, she's just a fun person to be around.
I'm joking.
No, I'm just telling you, she's just a fun person to be around. That's all I can tell you.
All right, coming up next, our pal Chris Russell, the Rooster, is going to join us. We will talk specifics about the Redskins, what they're doing, what we expect to happen coming up in the next couple of days with the NFL draft, with Trent Williams and more. The Rooster, Chris Russell, next here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Just a little heads up, Bobby Carpenter is going to join us coming up at 8:20.
Former
Buckeye linebacker.
He had 50 goals back
first
today.
First American to net 50 goals in a season. We're going to talk about
run this joke into the
different
ground.
Different Bobby Carpenter.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But he'll join us to talk a little Chase Young and NFL draft. And we've got Scott Brooks coming up at 9 o'clock. But right now, it's our pal Chris Russell, Redskins insider for 106.7 The Fan. What's up, Rooster?
Hello, boys. Good morning. How are we?
What's going
on? How's life treating you during these quarantine days?
Just working nonstop. I mean, I haven't been bored a minute in my quarantine. I can tell you that.
Are you out walking daily? You getting some walks in, get some steps in?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, try and do that at least once a day. I mean, I was negligent in doing that yesterday because I got all this other stuff to do for my SI gig. You know, I mean, it's a very busy time for me. I mean, now what the hell I'll do in mid-May, I have no idea. I mean, we're all screwed. We're all doomed at that point. So we're all just make it up as we go along.
That is true. All right, so
you know me, a bright spot, a positive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm like that commercial that they run for you guys. You know, four nice guys from Bowie. You know, bright spot in your morning.
Ray of sunshine, the rooster.
Yeah, I'm like the fifth wheel of doom.
How's it going for you? I mean, I'm scared to ask this on the air, but screw it. That's sort of how we do things. Have you lost a bunch of gigs through this? Or are you doing fine?
Well, I mean, my radio work has been significantly reduced because of the virus, obviously, but I haven't lost my other gigs, so that's good.
That is good.
You know, I mean, I am only part-time at the station, so, I mean, we were the ones most affected, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, but CK has been nice enough to spot me, you know, of course, to join you guys, and Chad and Grant and Danny, and then I did a show on Sunday, and then me and Pete Medhurst have a show on Friday starting at 6:30 covering the second and third rounds, and then I'll do another show on Sunday morning to kind of, you know, give you guys a little break, for those of you guys that are working the 6 day a week thing. So just kind of taking it as it comes, but thank God for Sports Illustrated. I can tell you that much. I mean, everybody hates Sports Illustrated at this point. I want to marry them. So
hold on, why does everybody hate them?
Well, because they cut, you know, all these full-time employees.
Oh,
and,
whatever.
I mean, I'm not a full-time employee of theirs. I'm like a partner of theirs. So, just just for the short story version of it is, you know, I'm an independent contractor, but I run a small business covering the Redskins for them, and they pay me a monthly fee, and then that allows me to have like guys like Rick Snyder and, you know, all that, and we do all the written and video coverage of the Redskins. And if I didn't have that, I'd be jumping in a lake right now. So
right. Well, good. I'm glad that's still you know, going hard.
Yeah.
What is your best guess as to how the season plays out? Jason's talked about, well, I guess with college pushing mm-hmm. back the games and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. How do you see this playing out with the NFL?
I think it starts immediately week one. I think training camp is held without fans. I think games will be without fans or in a very, you know, I've seen some concepts, a very reduced capacity in terms of, you know, keeping fans separated from each other and all that. I don't know the exact mechanisms. I've heard that the Redskins, and I assume other teams, but I know specifically the Redskins have like this, you know, drawn up plan behind the scenes that, hey, if training camp doesn't start on time and the regular season maybe starts in October, they've already mapped out like, okay, how would September, you know, kind of work with presumably training camp being in September. I don't know what that would mean in terms of going to Richmond or not. I'm not sure because they are under contract to do training camp in Richmond for this particular year, and that's it. Mm-hmm. But I do believe with the NFL rushing through free agency, quite honestly, rushing through the draft process, and all of the challenges be damned, I do think the season will start on time.
Hmm.
Well, I guess that's something to look forward to. I hope they figure it out. I just still, again, you know, I don't want to get bogged down in the same stuff day after day after day. But so, you know, you just assume they would do sort of weekly testing or every other day testing, assuming that testing is more available to the general public, because it's a terrible look if just NFL guys are getting tested,
yeah.
right? So they can't
yeah.
do that. But then what's going to be the plan when a guy, because they're not going to quarantine players for a season,
right?
When a player inevitably, you know, gets it. What's going to be the plan? Are they going to shut down everybody else?
I don't know. And that's the
How's
challenges.
That work?
And that, yeah, and that's why I don't feel great about saying what I just said. But I'll be honest, like, I mean, all of those logistics are the reason why you hear, well, Major League Baseball's close. And then everybody goes, yeah, but what about this and what about that? And then you see, you know, players like Clayton Kershaw stepping up and saying, well, wait a second, I'm not going away from my family for four. All of that stuff, right, is stuff that I've thought about, but I certainly don't have any definitive answers for. I'm largely going, and maybe I'm wrong, guys, I'm largely going by the fact that the NFL has gone through the normal offseason paces so far, with the exception of the quote-unquote virtual part of it. I have a hard time thinking that we're going to get to September and things are not going to be more clear in terms of clearances and testing and procedures and all that, and that the NFL is going to say, nope, you know what? The thing that makes us the most amount of money, we're going to now turn our back on and not have games. I know it's a difference having a virtual draft and no off season and free eight. I know there's a difference. Mm-hmm. I just have a hard time thinking these selfish, egomaniac filled billionaires are going to say, that's okay. We'll give CBS and Fox and ESPN all the money back.
So, Chris, let's pivot to the Redskins as the draft kicks off tomorrow night. Put on your Ron Rivera hat, your Kyle Smith hat. You're fielding the calls. What is the package that another team could offer Chris Russell,
yep.
the de facto GM of the Redskins right now, to move off the second pick and not take Chase Young?
Yeah, I'm trying to be good to my guy Kyle Smith here mm-hmm. and Ron Rivera and say, look, they know too much about Chase Young to even really consider it, but I do think they will take Chase Young 98% of the time for whatever that's worth. If they were to move down 5, 18, and 39 from the Dolphins, two firsts and their high second would probably get me to move. And I would think about it. I would hesitate. I would wonder if I'm doing the right thing, but I'd probably do it. If you look at the trade chart, and I asked Daniel Jeremiah this last week, he was the one that, you know, kind of cited the 5 and 18 combo. I've always been of the thought you have to get two of those first round picks, 5 and 18, and then you have to get a sweetener elsewhere. And so the sweetener would be a major sweetener at 39. And again, you'd be replacing your non second round pick or your lost second round pick, plus getting the two top of the three first round picks that Miami has. And I don't think Miami's going to be that desperate. I'd be surprised. I've heard that the Redskins had some interest for that number two pick even before, this week. I don't know how serious the interest was because teams kind of officially set their board last week, and then they start to come up with all these wackadoo scenarios. So maybe it was late last week, whatever. The bottom line is I don't expect them to, but I do wonder if a team like Vegas going into a new stadium, not necessarily in love with their quarterback, three first-round picks last year, scheduled to have two this year at 12 and 19, fellas. Yeah. I wrote this up last night. I wonder if a team like that might be desperate enough to move up to number two to get a Tua Tagovailoa. I wonder.
So Jeremiah told you that with Miami, 5 and 18 was
based that on equals the trade chart. Yeah,
the
that
chart,
equals
that's
the
equal to two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The 2600 points on the old trade chart is 5 and 18 equals two, and I need more than that.
Oh, I
don't know.
I
about
need
you
a lot
guys.
More than that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably be willing to do it for the package that I outlined, but I would, like you, Jason. I don't know if I would and I don't think Ron. And I'm going to get a chance to talk to him for the USAA thing next hour. Mm. So I'm going to ask him this. Quite honestly, I don't think Ron would be motivated to move. Any further down than five, and I don't even know if 5 and 18 would do it for him. I don't even know if 5, 18, and 39 would do it for him, although 5, 18, and 39 would be much more tempting if he was presented that. That's my guess.
Even if Vegas said, I'll give you 12 and 19 and next year's first rounder, I wouldn't do that either.
Yeah, and here's the thing about that. That's a really good value.
I'm sure
but to go all the way down to 12, I don't see Ron doing that. And maybe I'm reading too much into what he said to us a couple of weeks ago. But, it's true, right? At 12 and 19, you can get some really good players and you can fill multiple needs. And you mentioned the first rounder next year, and that could be, a pretty good pick, right? But at 12, you're not getting Isaiah Simmons. You're not getting Akuda. You're not getting Chase Young. You're not getting Joe Burrow, Tua. You're not getting probably one or two of the offensive linemen, whether it be Andrew Thomas and Mekhi Becton. You're not getting CeeDee Lamb, probably. You're not getting all of those guys. So you have to weigh that when you talk about trying to get value for this year and also future years.
I don't think, I don't think they're going to trade out of two, but let's just move on to other possibilities to mm-hmm. acquire more picks or players. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Trent. I would assume Trent, I don't know if it's 60-40, 70-30, 80-20, whatever. I would assume he would be traded sometime during the draft.
Right.
What do you think is going to happen there? And then let's talk about a tight end. Now that Gronk is in Tampa,
yep.
We talked about this last week, I think. With you, O.J. Howard
yep.
is available. Cameron Brate now might be available. So let's talk about those two possibilities.
Yeah, so I'll start with the Bucs and Tampa and the tight ends, and you're right, and I think it'll be O.J. Howard. Now, there's a report out that they have to be blown away. Please, give me a break. I mean, you're not keeping O.J. Howard, Rob Gronkowski, and Cameron Brate, and maybe I'm missing something here. I don't think they are keeping O.J. Howard over Cameron Brate, who scored all their touchdowns and who they gave a pretty decent contract to, unless we're talking about the salary cap here, which is a somewhat prohibitive thing for them. They only have about $13 million right now in cap space, and they still need to figure out an offensive tackle to complement Donovan Smith, who they paid a lot of money to. They could flip him to the right side, and I don't want to get too deep into the woods there. I think the Redskins are interested. I think the Redskins would need to probably swing another deal, i.e. Trent, or trading down potentially if they don't do the number two overall pick, which, again, we just discussed. I do think there's a possibility if they make that number two pick that they trade down at 66 in the third round, mm-hmm. the second pick of the third round, maybe you move down a couple of picks, 69, 70, what, somewhere in that range, not too far. You still feel a need wherever you want to go, corner, tight end, wide receiver, what have you, offensive tackle. But maybe you pick up a third, fourth round pick or a second, fifth round pick, and then that's how you try and attack the O.J. Howard situation, unless you've already picked up extra picks in a Trent Williams deal.
Right.
And I've heard, look, about Trent Williams, I've heard that his agent has finally dropped, or he and his agent have dropped their demands a little bit. Maybe willing to even pay without a long-term contract extension. And if something does not happen this weekend, I think Trent could be so frustrated that maybe he adds back a veteran agent, that type of thing, which is how he entered the league, because there's a lot of mistrust at this point around the NFL, from what I've been told, for his current agent in terms of getting this deal done, which they've had full authority to do for over a month now.
Well, everybody heard him on Grant and Danny's show. The guy sounded like a donk. Nice guy, but mm-hmm. I don't think it was a great look for Trent, that interview.
No, and again, I do think a deal will get done at some point. I think it'll probably happen more Friday than any other day. But if a deal doesn't come down this weekend, fellas, then if you're Trent Williams, you cannot be like, oh, okay, we'll get a deal done. Well, because what motivation do the Redskins have at that point, right? If the draft is completed, they don't want him to play. They're not counting on him to play. They don't want him in the building. If the draft is completed, then the Redskins have zero motivation other than to say, sit on your ass and we'll collect the $14 million back again on our salary cap, because that's exactly what would happen.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. When New England made that trade, they've got like a million fourth rounders. I thought, okay, well, they could swing a fourth rounder and send that over for Trent. But I think New England has a first round pick from just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Isaiah Wynn. I think it's Isaiah Wynn, Georgia Tech kid. So
maybe that doesn't fit there. I was looking at Tampa. Mm-hmm. Tampa's got a pretty high pick at left tackle. I don't know how good he is compared to Trent. But
well, again, he's expensive. He's good, but their issue is, again, they don't have a right tackle right now. They have Joe Haig, who's more of a guard. They signed in free agency.
There you go. Trent play right.
Or you can flip the Penn State kid, Donovan Smith, over to right tackle, right? I mean, right tackle is just as important as left tackle.
Right.
Another team to keep an eye on, and I didn't come up with this. Peter King reported this, I think, to J.P. Finley, actually, Seattle. It doesn't make sense on the surface, but we know they're going for it. They have Dwayne Brown, right, who they traded for in a similar situation. Maybe they flip one of those guys to right tackle because they don't have that. And they're going for it with Greg Olsen. And also keep in mind, Quentin Dunbar and Trent Williams, they are very close. So I know Quentin Dunbar behind the scenes is probably driving Pete Carroll crazy to go out and get a guy like Trent Williams. So that's a situation. I still also would keep in mind not only Tampa, but Miami and even Jacksonville with Jay. They have a young left tackle, but I mean, Jay coached him, and Cleveland too. I mean, obviously with Callahan, that's still a thing.
Yeah.
Plenty of options. It's just, I think, from what I heard, Trent's people finally lowered their demands and their asking price, and that has created the phones buzzing again on the Redskins' end for Trent Williams. That finally happened within the last, I would say, 3 to 4 or 5 days, somewhere in that range.
All right, Chris. Appreciate the insight as always. Chris
Russell. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the time. I know the Rooster has a couple of kids. Need a little taste of family fun to break up that lockdown monotony? Of course you do. Order a make-at-home pizza kit from our friends at Paisano's and let the games begin for just $10. Paisano's gives you the dough, the sauce, and the cheese for a 16-inch pie. Once you take it out of the oven, snap a pic of your masterpiece, post on social media, use the hashtag Paisano's made by me, and you're entered to win some awesome prizes, including Redskins tickets, memorabilia, and Paisano's pizza for life. Paisano's, not just pizza, but something for everyone. Deliver more at paisanospizza.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We'll get back to the NFL draft coming up at 8:20. Bobby Carpenter, former Ohio State Buckeye linebacker, will join us. We'll get his take on Chase Young and more. But we started a new feature yesterday where we actually take a look back at last season with the Nats. Here's today's World Series Rewind.
It's the World Series Rewind. Presented by Waldorf Honda, the first and largest remote car delivery dealership for sales and service in the DMV area. Waldorf Honda has kept it simple. Visit their website, waldorfhonda.com.
Three balls and two strikes, bases loaded. Nobody out, bottom of the ninth. Everybody on their feet. Robertson to the belt. The kick and the pitch. It's inside, ball four. And a curly W's in the books. Here comes Anthony Rendon down the line to score as Jake Knoll reaches first base. He is mobbed by his teammates. He gets his first Major League RBI. It's a game winner without getting a hit. It's a walk-off walk for Jake Knoll. And the Nationals have split the series with the Phillies. A curly W's in the books. And he gets some Gatorade cup baths from his teammates. The final score, the Washington Nationals 9. The Philadelphia Phillies 8.
Listen weekday mornings at 7:40 and 11:40 for the World Series Rewind.
Remember where you are on October 30th.
For the Washington Nationals 2019 World Series Championship season.
You want me to rewind that?
So you get a walk-off walk to win the game.
Right.
You don't get that very often. And then I believe they sent him down after that game.
Yeah, because they activated.
Here's your plane ticket to Fresno.
They activated Howie Kendrick like minutes after that win. Yeah.
So Jake Knoll, an unlikely hero for the Nats. He only appeared in 8 games last season in 2019, but he was pivotal there for that win.
Does he get a ring?
Ooh, that's a good question.
They were very generous.
I would assume yes.
I think if he appears in 8 games, I think you probably get a ring.
Did he get a call up in September? I can't remember.
I got to check that.
I bet they did, but just didn't play him. I feel like he did too. I feel like
he won a game for him.
Yeah, yeah. That guy deserves a ring. If some other dogs I know are getting a ring, that guy deserves a ring.
Well, he definitely deserves a ring. 100%.
Right.
He should definitely be in the mix.
Actually, Jake Knoll did not get.
He did not get a September call-up?
Not a September. He played in 3 games in early or late March, early May, or early April, and then he was called up again in May and played about 5 or 6 games. So, no, after May 10th, he never came back.
Well, are you sure? He could have been called up, but just never played.
True.
Right? But just to reward him and sit on the bench and hang out.
I think in the game log, he would still show up as a DNP. If he was on the roster. So,
okay.
But I could be wrong.
Do the Nats still have that arrangement with the Fresno team, or is that done? Because I know it was relatively short-term, and I know that it was a logistical and travel nightmare trying to shuttle players back and forth from Fresno.
Mm.
Like, you couldn't have them further away when you needed
Right, that's
player.
Why sometimes they were just staying local, right? They're staying relatively local.
Of their, like, closer affiliates, like Harrisburg, I think they might have them instead of, you know, being 3,000-plus miles away.
Even if it was a level or two below.
I believe so, yeah.
Right.
Because I think Fresno's the AAA, and Harrisburg, I believe, is the AA affiliate.
Yeah, I think Fresno's still on the list.
Well, then I think it's just for this season, because I think they're actively looking to get out of that arrangement as quickly as they can.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just a disaster.
They just want to be done with that.
Did we talk?
Are you sticking with the goatee? I can't quite figure out, are you starting to grow back the beard?
I will grow back the beard, and then I will blend it in. I will,
you don't like the goatee? I think it looks good on you.
With my expert craftsmanship and steady hands, I will somehow blend it. It's okay. It's
you're
fine.
Not feeling it? You don't like
it? Doesn't matter. It's okay. It's not good. I would say the goatee is decent.
I like it better than the beard.
I'm more comfortable as a beard guy.
You are? Drabby, what do you think?
Why don't you debut the Fu Manchu and just shave,
handlebars?
Shave the middle part. No, in the Fu Manchu, you would shave kind of like on the right part of your lower goatee. You shave like that little gray patch and the black patch next to it, and so it would come down.
Yeah, I could experiment.
Like Gorman Thomas.
I'm all about Gorman experimenting Thomas. During the quarantine with the facial hair. I'm
Valdez,
fine with it.
What do you think? I like him with the goatee.
I think the goatee's good.
Yeah.
He needs He needs some sort of stubble. When he's baby-faced, it looks kind of weird. Like when he first shaved.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. Maybe because he had his goatee, his quarantine goatee for so long.
Right.
So I think he needs some sort of stubble around his goatee.
Yeah,
What if you try the Drabby soul patch?
Oh, that's
that's copywritten.
Yeah, I can't steal that from Drab. I feel like Drab has full-on ownership of the soul patch.
I honestly pay no attention to Drab's face. Does he do that every day, or is that just sometimes?
Every day, without
fail. Most of the time.
So you always have that?
Yeah, well, I trim it down. It's not a soul patch. If you say soul patch, you're thinking of like a tuft of hair under your lip.
Yeah.
This is like just stubble to hide my double chin.
It's like a little nub. It's like a little nub.
Is that what it is? Is that the idea?
Yeah, it's a patch of hair that matches the patch of hair on the top of his head.
Oh, you're joking.
Drab's a realist. He knows what's happening. Yeah. He's not stupid.
I do not like Cakes' goatee.
You don't? I think he looks clean. I like it.
Nah, he looks like a pervert.
I do?
Nah, I like it. 5 o'clock shadow on Cakes.
Right. What about the rest of the guys?
Better today.
I think the rest of us look better fully shaved.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 Shaving's a pain in the butt.
It is such a pain in the butt.
Just grow it, man. Why bother with shaving?
Eric had a beard. You had a beard a couple years ago.
Yeah, and the mustache.
Everyone was telling you look like George Clooney.
Grow your Caps playoff beard, Evie.
Everybody
in the spirit.
Saying he looked like Clooney.
I think everybody was saying that.
Dude, I've heard that a lot. You could go over there and be jealous. That's fine. But no, I think I look terrible with the beard. It makes me look 100. I look
Clooney
like Santa Claus.
Clooney does ride around on a scooter over in Italy. Went over his handlebars back
in the
day.
We have a lot in common,
Case. You do have a lot in common.
Yeah. Me and Clooney.
Is he a fire king too?
He wishes he had my fire talent. I'm telling you, man, I have mastered that. I cannot wait. I was actually depressed yesterday because I had to tape my podcast, which, by the way, will be released, episode 2, today. As soon as my guys, Shorts and Daly, get into work and they have an opportunity. We interviewed Pat Harbison, who, listen to Pat's deal. Pat won 2 WCAC championships at DeMatha. He won a national championship at UVA. He won a professional championship with the Ohio Machine. And, of course, he's playing in Paul's League, the PLL. He's playing with the Redwoods.
Stud.
And he lost in the finals last year. So
how old is Pat Harbison?
Jesus, he graduated from DeMatha in 2010. So he's probably about 27, something like that. Great kid. Love him. So we had an awesome interview with him. But I was depressed because I knew I couldn't have a fire yesterday.
Give the name of your podcast, Ricky.
Time and Room.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, here's the thing. You can't really subscribe to it yet because corporate has to – they haven't even officially approved it yet. We're just putting it up. They have to officially approve it so then we can get it on iTunes and Stitcher and all that crap. So right now it's just up, I believe, on the JFK site. And maybe radio.com. I'm not quite sure.
TheFanDC.com.
Right. But I'll put out the links and everything.
I should be your publicist.
Thank you.
I'm putting all the important information out there.
Cakes has been very kind. He's retweeting stuff. So I'll tweet out a link for that and all that. But anyway, I knew that last night I was going to be busy from 8 o'clock on. I didn't go to bed last night until midnight. I'm working on 4.5 hours sleep. Yeah.
pretty fun.
So I was just depressed.
Well, you make up for it today.
Today I'm going to take a nap, and then the Fire King is back.
What time are you going to fire that up?
I mean, I'd like to. Noon at
nice
the latest.
Pun.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to fire it back up hopefully by noon. I got to go pick up something at the pharmacy, though, for the family. So I got to go do that, which is annoying. But they over here at the Kensington Pharmacy, you're they don't even let you in the pharmacy. You have to stand outside.
Mm.
And then you drop your prescription into their basket. And then they walk it over to the pharmacist. And then
it's
they come back.
It's incredible how we're living now.
Yeah, and then you drop your credit card into the basket. And then they pay for it. I mean, it's just crazy. And meanwhile, there's tape on the sidewalk. And you're like 6 feet away from everybody in line. And every old fart in Kensington is in line at the
and
pharmacy.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's no shortage.
I was at the liquor store the other day. By the way, spent $50 on a big old bottle of whiskey.
What was it, ABC?
Our version, whatever that is.
You should have saved it and gotten the KO Distilling.
I am. They're coming today, Ricky.
Yeah,
KO's coming.
I would take that $50 bottle back and say, this is finished. I want a refund.
I'm going to drink it all. I'm going to drink it all. But I went in there, and I couldn't believe, like, half the liquor is in there that normally is because they widened out the aisles, yeah. Right? And, of course, everywhere you go, they have the plexiglass.
I was going to say, you have to order, and they go and get it, don't they?
No, I could actually, but they're limiting the number of customers that could go in there.
Oh, okay.
So,
because at the ABC stores in Virginia, at least the ones I've been to, there's a big partition right at the front, right where the cashier is.
Yeah.
And you can't go beyond it. You have to tell them what you want. The guy goes, he gets it and brings it to the cashier for you.
No, they have a big guy in the front, and he's wearing a mask and gloves. And, of course, you have to wear a mask to
it
go
just
in.
It sucks.
Yeah, it's so bizarre, Jason. And then he waves you in, and then the aisles are like 6 feet apart.
Mm.
And then they have the glass partition everywhere, and it's just like this. I'm like, what is going on? What kind of – and not that I begrudge it. It's just that it's bizarre. I'm not used to it.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.